coming up.
Are you scared to death of identity theft? You're not alone. Find out what you can do to quell those fears coming up.
What's news from the newsroom of the Wall Street Journal? Top stories without the noise.
This is What's News for the Wall Street Journal. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting. About half of Americans have either been the victim of identity theft or know someone who was. That's up 12 percentage points from 2008. For those of us who haven't been affected, the fear is still there. Nearly 8 in 10 Americans are frightened of having their identity stolen. This is according to a brand new Bankrate report. So joining us now is Bankrate analyst Mike Cetera. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
So 8 people out of 10, that's significant. That's most of us. Is this an increase in recent years? And if so, why are we getting more nervous?
Actually, the number of identity theft victims has remained pretty stable from year to year, according to research. But there is a lot more of it in the news. So that's why it seems like it's a bigger deal. Mm-hmm. And there are constant breaches that we're seeing. So it kind of it's the boogeyman right now.
I think most people can relate to that. But on the flip side, I understand there was a finding that one in five Americans is not worried at all about having their identity stolen. Any indication why that is? Is it a matter of being desensitized? Because we've heard so much about it in recent years.
So what we found in talking to some experts trying to get some analysis of the survey results was that there's a belief out there that a breach fatigue, that folks are, because they're hearing so much of it now, they are essentially throwing their hands up in the air and saying, you know what, I can't do anything about it, so I'm not worried about it.
And how does age factor in? Because, for example, millennials, they are out there in full force. Where do they come into play, I should say, on this spectrum of worried and not so worried?
Sure. So we found that millennials are pretty much the least likely to be afraid of this. But they are also protecting themselves in some cases better than the older generation. For example, seniors are the most likely age group to use public Wi-Fi, and that's kind of a security hazard for you to do that. Whereas millennials take a little more care in some of these practices.
Right, and I want to talk a little bit more about that because I understand many Americans aren't taking the necessary precautions. What can we do? What precautions can we take?
Sure, it's some pretty basic things that everyone should be doing. Shredding your documents. That's something that actually a lot of people do. 72% of the folks we surveyed said that they shred their sensitive documents. Check your credit report. About half the people do that, and it's real easy to do now. You can do it for free at a lot of places, including it with a tool at Bankrate called My Bankrate. Don't use unsecured Wi-Fi. About half the people in this survey said they don't use unsecured Wi-Fi. And then finally, you know, if you fear that you have been a victim, get a credit freeze. And that's only about 20% of people have actually gone through and done that. But that's simply alerting the credit bureau that you do not want any lines of credit open, and thus no one can really, steal your identity if they can't open new lines of credit.
Mike Cetera, thanks very much for the time today.
Thank you.
And once again, Bankrate says that one of the easiest and most important steps to take is checking your credit reports regularly, and you can do so for free on sites like mybankrate.com. That'll do it for What's News. Remember to download us daily at wsj.com/podcasts, subscribe to us on iTunes, and follow us on Twitter at wsjpodcasts. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.
Hear more shows at wsj.com/podcasts.